Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey friends, Shauna here, and on this 5-Minute Friday, we are talking about 5 lies about your budget that you need to know today.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Come to Game, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
It's no lie that budget is this word that evokes a horrible feeling in a lot of people. You feel like it's a chore, something that you have to do, something that you hate to do, something that tells you what you can or can't do. And so for a lot of us, we just refuse to even do anything related to budgeting. And the problem with that is that it creates this negative connotation in our head and potentially keeps us stuck from actually achieving the goals and all of the amazing things that you actually want to do in your life. I say this so many times that the only reason that you actually do a budget or fill in the blank with whatever words you want to call it, because by the way, you don't have to call it a budget. You can change it to be whatever you want it to be. For example, I used to call it a travel itinerary because we love to travel so much. So it was just the mechanism for how I could actually reach those goals. So I think you need to really just change in your head that wiring from a budget being something that is negative and horrible and tells you what you can't do into something that it actually puts you in the driver's seat and tells you what you can do. So lie number one, budgets don't work. I'm going to throw that out. I don't care if you call it another name or whatever you want to call it, whether you use an app or you use a piece of paper or use post-it notes, whatever your system is. If you're stuck in lie number one that budgets don't work, it's because you're not actually working the budget correctly. Remember, it's got to be rooted in your goals. It has to give life, direction, affirmation for those particular goals. Okay, lie number two, I know how much I spend. I'm going to call BS on this lie. You don't. None of us do until you're actually in your numbers, looking at your numbers, categorizing your numbers. You don't know where your money's going. You have some general idea of where your money's going, but you really don't know. So the active practice of getting in your numbers and knowing where your cash is going is so freaking powerful for your future and for your right now. You just have no idea. Okay, line number three, it's a chore. All right, we already talked about this one. Yes, I understand it may feel like something that you need to take time out of your day, of your month, to look at your money, to make a plan for your money, but it doesn't have to take that long. It could take 15, 20 minutes a week. That's how much I allocate. Every Sunday, I set a calendar item, 15, 20 minutes, I'm just going everything. Where are we at? How are we tracking towards our goals? I have a little quick check-in with Jeff. Okay, yep, we're on the same page. Do we need to plan for anything upcoming? Okay, quickly categorize my expenses for that week. Easy, right? In less minutes than actually watching a normal sitcom TV show, you can plan out your whole week and where the money's going, how it's flowing in, and how it's flowing out. Okay, lie number four. I make a lot of cash, so I don't need to do this. I hear this one over and over and over again. And congrats, that's awesome. If you make a ton of cash and you are sitting pretty, I am so happy for you because that's a really great place to be in. But newsflash, it doesn't always stay that way, right? And why are you leaving money on the table, right? Why are you letting your money just drift off in places when you can powerfully give it direction? So if you make a lot of cash, don't fall into that lie. You still need to know where your money's going, and maybe even more so because now you got more of it. So you need to give it more direction. All right, lie number five, you need a budget. Now this is going to make your head spin a little bit because we've just spent 4.5 minutes talking about budgeting, but you don't actually need a budget. You actually need to know where your money's going, how you're spending your money, what are the goals that you want to achieve, how much are those goals going to cost. Then you can route your money in different directions. So if you hate the idea of budgeting, fantastic, throw the dang thing out. I give you full permission not to do it. But what I don't give you permission to do is not know where your money is going. So my question for you is, what are you missing out on today? What if you could find $5 or $50 or $500 sitting in your bank account and powerfully direct it? It's up to you, my friend. I know you can do this.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Millennial Money. For all the BTS on today's episode, check out the show notes. Oh, and while you're at it, share this episode with a friend, share it with your coworkers, even share it with that cute barista who gets your name correct every time. Money mindfulness is something we could all use a little help with, so why keep all this knowledge to yourself? Remember, sharing is caring. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.